Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Scottsdale we go. Giant insider for CSN Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. How's Arizona treating you, Alex?
It's good. I'm on the long freeway out to Peoria, so we're hoping the rain stops so we can play a game.
Beautiful stuff. Well, stay safe. We'll fire a couple questions your way, see what we've got going on. Let's start with the latest regarding Johnny Cueto. When is the team expecting him to arrive in camp, and is the World Baseball Classic still a possibility for the Giants number two?
They're expecting him later this week, but they were also expecting him over the weekend. So I think until Johnny shows up one day, we're not really going to have a firm date. I think even team officials are not quite sure of the exact date that he would show up. Which does put the World Baseball Classic in doubt. You can just kind of do the math there. The Giants don't want him to show up here and just go straight to Miami to compete for the Dominican Republic. So I think that would be a bad look. It's something they don't want just health-wise for him to do, and I think he's going to need a couple of Cactus League outings before they feel comfortable sending him out there. So you can kind of just start to look at the calendar and do the math here. I think if Johnny is going to pitch in the WBC, it probably is going to be something where maybe he joins that team later in the tournament.
Christian Arroyo tearing it up again in the Cactus League, as he has for the past few seasons. How does he fit into what's a pretty crowded backup infielder situation?
Well, he doesn't. He's probably going to AAA. I mean, almost certainly going to AAA. That's the plan they have for him. They really would like him to get a full season there in Sacramento and get those at-bats, get that time at third base. That's really a transition for him right now. He's going to be a third baseman going forward. So that's the season that's set for him. But, again, I mean, the Giants have been open in recent years to guys kind of forcing the issue. We saw it with the old third baseman, Matt Duffy. He won a job in spring training. They're not going to have Christian do that because they are pretty set at third base with Nunez and Connor Gillespie, and there are a lot of veterans here who can take that backup infielder job. That's not a job for a 21-year-old. Christian has put himself in a position with what he's done, what he's shown, not just in the minors, but what he over and over again does here in big league camp, the approach he has. I think they'll be very comfortable if they need him sometime this summer.
What's the health of the team, and how's Jimmy Rollins doing?
They are remarkably healthy right now. I mean, that's the best thing that's come out of camp so far. Really, the only couple things, Eduardo Nunez has a sore shoulder, but that's one of those camp things, and Will Smith has a sore elbow, but he was out there throwing today. So they're doing very well in that regard. I think with Rollins, it's been a little bit of a surprise to me just because it's a guy who hasn't really played in almost a year and didn't play a whole lot last season in Chicago, and obviously he's up there in age, but he looks pretty spry. He's had a good start here at the plate. He can still run. He can still play a little bit of shortstop, and he's doing a lot of work out there at second base every morning. 8 a.m. every morning to try to get used to being on that side of the field. So I think first couple weeks of camp here, he has to be pretty happy with how it's gone.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, CSN Bay Area with Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's the future going to hold for Ty Block? If Matt Cain wins the number five spot in the rotation, is it possible we could see Block in the bullpen to start the year?
It's possible. I don't think we will, just because if Smith is healthy, you have two other guys there in Okert and Josh Osich, who can also fill that role. Those guys are actual relievers. So I think those guys, one of those guys would beat him out. And if you're Ty, really the best thing for him is to be ready in Sacramento. We know how seasons go. I mean, with the exception of one Giants team, it was 4 or 5 years ago where they had everybody pretty much make every start. That just doesn't happen, and it won't happen this season. They know there are going to be injuries. They know there are going to be guys who need a break. So I fully expect Ty, if he doesn't win that job, and it's going to be hard for him to win that job, I think he'll be in Sacramento. I still think we'll see, you know, at least 10, 15 starts out of him. I wouldn't be shocked if Ty makes 20-something starts this year, just because he's going to be needed and he's the next guy up.
Michael Morse making a bid to make this team off of the street free agent situation. What kind of chance do you give him in what looks to be a pretty crowded bench already?
Yeah, it's tough. I think he's really fighting for one job there. The expectation here right now is that Jarrett Parker's going to be the left fielder. I mean, Mac Williamson will try to knock him off, but Parker, a guy without options, is the favorite there to start. And Gorkys Hernandez, because of what he can do in center field, is probably the fifth guy. So you're really looking at one spot. And there are a lot of guys in camp, not just Morse, but Justin Ruggiano, Chris Marrero, we've seen good things from early on. Obviously, there's some more prospects in camp and other guys. Orlando Calixte is the guy who's on the 40-man roster. So Mike's kind of in a big mix there. I think he is the guy who really has to show something this spring. And really, he got going yesterday, got a couple hits. I think they need to see the power, because that is something that could win him a job. If they see that power return, it's something they didn't have off the bench last year. They didn't have really right-handed pop. And somebody could come in the late innings. So that's his path to a spot, and that's what we need to see.
Giants insider, CSN Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Any indication of how the eighth inning is going to go for Bochy to start the season? Mark Melanson's going to be the closer. Are they planning on going with a setup man, or is it going to be a committee approach?
My guess would be a little bit of both. I don't know that we're ever going to have a guy here who is the locked-in eighth-inning guy. I think there are so many talented arms down there and different arms. And you look at what Derek Law does, it's so different than what Hunter Strickland does. And those are the two right-handers in that mix. And then Will Smith, if it's healthy, I mean, that's kind of a Jeremy Affeldt type, somebody who can face lefties and righties. So I think we've seen Bochy with the matchups, what he likes to do in the late innings. I think we'll see more of that. But those are the three guys. My guess is Derek Law is probably at the top of that list. You know, we saw what he did last year as a rookie, and the expectations for him are very high. So he's probably the guy who is most likely to set up for Melanson right now, but I think we'll see all three of those guys and even see some other guys mixed in. I mean, Josh Osich, he was the guy who was in that mix last year and then had a bad year. If he gets back to what he used to be, I think he'll be in there too.
They said a dark horse is Chris Morrell. You know, he's had immediate impact. How impressive is this young man, and what does he bring to the table if he's going to make the Giants?
Who's that, Christian?
Chris Marrero, the outfielder homered in game one.
Chris Marrero. Yeah, you know, that's the guy, to me, he kind of fits that mold of what they've had success with here. They have a long history, not just of bringing back their own guys, but of pulling guys from AAA and other organizations and finding gems. I remember Gregor Blanco was obviously the greatest example of that. And Chris is in that mix, too, just as a power guy. He is the guy who's done it already in camp. He did have that walk-off, which was very impressive early on, and it's first and left. So he is probably the biggest competition for Mike Morse, I would think. Those guys are kind of in the same boat. And Chris, a guy who hit a ton of homers in AAA last year, he has done it, has the pedigree as a former first-round pick. I really think right now he's probably equal with all the rest of those guys with the bigger names in terms of trying to win that job.
Alex, what are reasonable expectations this year for Jeff Samardzija? He came over last season on a big contract. He's going to be around for four more years if it plays itself out that way. What, as the number four to start the season, what should Giant fans be thinking about his prospects?
I think first and foremost, 200 innings again. That was something that was huge. No matter what you think of the year he had last year, and there were obviously some issues there in the summer for about 10, 11 starts, and the postseason didn't go as he would have hoped, but to get to 200 innings was huge for these guys, and that's why they brought him in. They really needed those innings and somebody who gets deep in the game. So that's the mark for me, first and foremost for him. More consistency would allow him to get that ERA down into, you know, 3.2, 3.3 if he avoids that summer skid, which he had last season. I don't think that's unrealistic at all. So that's probably where you would set the benchmark. And then you look at what he did the first couple months, and you look at what he did in his last 10 starts. And, I mean, you can dream a little bit and think that this guy could be right there with Cueto and Madison Bumgarner or Matt Moore. They could dream and imagine these guys all being under three in terms of ERA. I don't think that's impossible. I think they all are capable of it.
How's everything looking for Trevor Brown?
Well, it's not great when they bring in a veteran backup catcher and give him $2.5 million a couple weeks before camp. So that's not ideal. Trevor has taken it in stride. I think he understands that if he goes down to AAA, he's going to catch every day. And this is a guy who hasn't caught a whole lot of games in his life. So that'll be good for him, but he is doing everything he can to kind of make himself more versatile. He's taking a lot of grounders at second. He has taken grounders at short and third, just in case there's a situation where they view him as kind of a a third catcher and reserve infielder. So in a weird way, he's not really competing with Hundley. I think he's competing with Rollins and competing with Aaron Hill and Gordon Beckham and these guys who are trying to make the team is kind of that 25th guy or that last guy at the bench. Trevor's trying to show that he can do all of that as well and be an emergency guy in the infield and allow Bruce Bochy to use Hundley as a pinch hitter if he has a third catcher. So he's most likely headed for AAA, but I think he's certainly done a nice job here the first couple of weeks of showing versatility.
He's the best on the beat. Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, CSN Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alex, thank you for your time. Enjoy your time down there in Arizona. We look forward to catching up with you when you get back to the Bay.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.